Ukraine security issue.
In Dnipropetrovsk Oblast, a 9-year-old girl was injured by shrapnel after shelling by Russian troops. She is now in the hospital. The head of the Dnipropetrovsk Regional Council, Mykola Lukashuk, said this. According to him, a 5-story building, private houses, warehouses, cars and gas pumps were damaged in the region due to shelling. Since the beginning of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, 430 children have died and at least 827 more have been injured, the Prosecutor General's office reports. The Russian aggressors continue to forcibly remove children from the temporarily occupied territories as if on vacation and then refuse to return them. As Yaroslav Yanushkevich, the head of the Kherson Regional State Administration, reported, the occupiers kidnapped 34 children from the village of Preobrazhenka. They were taken to the Russian city of Anapa and promised to return home by the end of this week, but then they announced that they were extending their stay for another week. Abduction cases are recorded in Kherson, Kharkiv and Zaporizhia regions. As reported by the Association for the Reintegration of Crimea, children are kept in Yevpatoria camps. According to local residents, children do not have normal food, warm clothes and shoes. Relatives are not allowed to visit them. According to the association, the children have already been informed that they will study in local schools. The occupiers also take away children from orphanages. According to the Commissioner for Human Rights of the Verkhovna Rada, Dmytro Lubinets, the occupiers continue to violate the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child and the Geneva Convention on the Protection of the Civilian Population in Time of War. Kherson Oblast is threatened with an ecological disaster. The occupiers blow up watercraft and vessels near the piers and moorings of the Dnieper and its tributaries. Due to this, tons of oil and fuel got into the river. By destroying watercraft, the Russian occupiers are not only harming the Ukraine's ecosystem, they are depriving people of the opportunity to cross to the other bank of the Dnieper. Natalia Huminyuk, head of the Joint Press Center of the Security and Defense Forces South, told about this.
Знищують плавзасоби всі, які їм трапляються, зокрема і буксири портові.
They destroy all the vessels they come across, individual port tugs, so that they are not used by the local population and those military units that they leave on the right bank as a stopping factor, because the elite units are moved to the left bank, and for those on the right, there is no way for them to escape or evacuate. That is, so that they stand to death, said Natalia Huminyuk.
Залишено для того, щоб вони стояли насмерть.
Iran's claim that it transferred drones to Russia even before the start of a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in limited numbers is false. This was said by President Volodymyr Zelensky. According to him, Ukrainians know for sure that Iranian instructors taught Russians how to use kamikaze drones, but the Iranian authorities are silent about it.
З'явилося повідомлення з Ірану від офіційних представників.
There was a message from Iran from official representatives. There they decided to admit that they supplied drones for Russian terror. But even in this recognition they lied. We shoot down at least 10 Iranian drones every day. And the Iranian regime claims that it allegedly gave little, and even before the start of a full-scale invasion. Ukraine knows for sure that Iranian instructors taught the Russians how to use kamikaze drones, but the Iranian authorities are silent about it. And if Iran continues to lie about the obvious facts, it means that the world will take even more efforts to investigate the Russian-Iranian terrorist cooperation regimes and what Russia pays Iran for such cooperation, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Due to the supply of Iranian drones to the Russian Federation, the United States and its allies are preparing new sanctions against Tehran. This was stated by Karin Donfried, Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs of the United States. According to her, the USA is doing everything to ensure that these weapons never reach the battlefield in Ukraine. The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has been reconnected to Ukraine's power system. Experts have restored the plant's external power supply after it was cut off due to Russian shelling. This was reported by the press service of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Both external lines, which are necessary for the supply of electricity from the Ukrainian power system, have been repaired. As it was reported earlier, on November the 2nd, Zaporizhia NPP was completely de-energized. Such blackouts have already happened more than once. Due to the significant damage to Ukrainian energy facilities as a result of the attacks of the Russian Federation, 17 countries of the European Union sent about 500,000 electric generators to Ukraine. This was reported by the EU Office for Civil Protection and Humanitarian Aid. For weeks, the occupiers have been deliberately targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure. President Volodymyr Zelensky reported serious damage to approximately 40% of the entire energy infrastructure of Ukraine. Hourly power outages were introduced in Ukraine due to the significant load on the system. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko does not rule out that the capital may be without electricity, heat and water due to Russian attacks on critical infrastructure facilities. He doesn't exclude the possible temporary evacuation of local residents if the situation worsens. The embassy of Ukraine in Germany decided to turn off the evening lighting of the building as a sign of solidarity with Ukraine, which was partially left without lighting due to Russian shelling. This was announced by the ambassador of Ukraine to Germany, Oleksiy Makeyev. He added that the lighting would be returned after the victory of Ukraine.